This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dext.com. They wear Receipt Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dext?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable, and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there, productive, profitable, and powerful. What a great, clear value proposition. So, as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable, and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dext gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So your accountants, get over to Dext.com. Thank you. And in this week's news section, we come to a really interesting headline we've seen recently, Martin, which said insolvency tsunami. What's going on?
Yeah, I think clickbait's what's going on here, Rob. And we've never covered insolvency in the podcast, but this news item has come across my desk and it's caught my attention because it would appear to be government-based. And there's a report from the Insolvency Service, and according to that report, statistics released say that June 2021 saw a 63% year-on-year increase, and quarter one, financial year 21, saw a 31% uptick on the previous quarter. Now, with the impact of coronavirus, there's no great surprise in these numbers. But what seems to have happened then is that doom mongers appear to have got on the back of it and go, there's an insolvency tsunami coming. And this data, Rob, is compounded by an earlier report by the European Systemic Risk Board, which is, of course, the board that everyone knows about, warning of a potential wave of corporate insolvencies in Europe driven by the gradual withdrawal of public support measures capable of triggering a recessionary dynamic. What does all this mean? What this means is that we have got various, let's say, organizations predicting doom, and then we've got a counterbalance of other well-known, well-respected organizations saying, no, calm yourself down. So the report continues and it says UK insolvency specialists have argued that the pandemic has distorted the figures with insolvencies at historically low levels prior to the pandemic. And this is Jonathan Amore who is quoted. Historically speaking, the numbers are actually way down. In actual fact, we're still at pre-pandemic levels. Jonathan Amore is a restructuring insolvency partner at Assets. For anybody who's not a UK listener, Assets are a top 30 and indeed may well be a top 10, I think a top 10 firm.
And for our non-UK listeners, insolvency is really businesses going bust. They're going concerned, they're going out of business. And we've had this over many years, Martin, haven't we? A lot of businesses that set up, they fail. Lack of cash, lack of marketing, lack of customers, whatever, lack of good management. So this does happen.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, well, there are some businesses that I can think of immediately in my hometown that are sort of like a bright idea that no one's thought through. They've gone ahead, got a lease on a premises, and the lease should come with a free insolvency practitioner for 6 months down the road, you know, to close them up. But this is interesting to me because we thought this fallout would come. We talked to back in April, May of 2020, about this, one of the fallouts of the pandemic would be this huge range of insolvencies, which appear to be being backed up by the statistics here. What interests me about the news here is that there appears to be actual accounting firms saying these numbers are without context. And the context is that when you bear in mind what's happened and when you compare it to the numbers that were prior to what's just happened, is actually still very, very low. So here's the question I raised from today's news item for our listeners. Would financial literacy, being part of what an accounting firm provides for business owners, reduce insolvency levels even further? So imagine that a business owner, when they got their newly appointed accountant to act for them, and they gave them all the receipts, and they gave them all the ledger records, and all the books were reconciled to trial balance level. What if it was a stage further where the accountant actually taught budgeting, cash flow, ratios, percentages, KPIs? What if that was standard from an accountant? What would happen to profitability, gross margins, average gross margins, average gross fees in the accounting profession and average insolvencies if that was norm?
I'd go even further than that, Martin. As a former high school maths teacher, and I know you bang on about financial literacy, you're absolutely right, but what don't we teach children in school? Basic budgeting, money management, what debt exactly is. And I know when you're talking about insolvency, that's corporate, that's company insolvency, but personal insolvency, a lot of people have struggled with debt, gone bankrupt during COVID times. You can only be on furlough for so long. So knowing your money, knowing your budgets, it seems basic to us and to the accounting world, but there's a lot of businesses out there can't interpret a balance sheet and their own personal debt.
Yep, absolutely right. So this news item, Robert's going to bring up this insolvency issue, but my question to the listeners are, is there something for you here? Is there an added value opportunity here? Can you help yourselves in terms of additional services with low level of labor intensity and help your clients by putting basic financial literacy content into your core offering? That's one for the listeners to debate in their own time.
It does make really good sense. And just to counter it, I'm just looking at some stats on the UK, and presumably this is the same in other countries, Martin. But during the year 2020 to 2021, there are 810,000 new company incorporations. That's new companies started at the other end of the sausage machine, which is a year-on-year increase of almost 22%. So as much as companies perhaps are going bust, they are being incorporated at the same time. And whichever way you look at it, great opportunities for accountants both ways.
Absolutely. Could even be done by the same people.
It could indeed. And that's the news for this week. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you same time next week.
This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
Hey, Rob, quick history lesson for you. Did you know that the first tax records were found etched on ancient clay tablets?
Yeah, I'd not realised how old you are, Martin, and clay tablets are great, though, but they're not exactly compatible with the latest digital tax innovations like making tax digital, are they?
No, they're not. People weren't thinking future-proofing back then. But for our listeners, you know, if they're moving clients from similar old-school methods to digital records, there is a famously friendly accounting software solution for the UK's smallest businesses.
It's funny you should mention that. I was a judge at the recent Digital Accountancy Forum Awards, and that was a collection, Martin, of the great and the good in the accounting world, all the top networks, associations, alliances, some of the biggest vendors there. They were big on awards as well, and it just made me think Free Agent is who you're talking about, isn't it? And they've won a lot of awards for their integrations and platforms about being really easy to use. Clients can use it on mobile or tablet.
And not just the clay kind. Rob, where do accountants and bookkeepers go who really want to accelerate their clients' journey to the cloud? What would you recommend they do?
I'd recommend they go and get a free trial at freeagent.com/tablet, because once you get into this, you experience it, you see how easy it is to use, you'll probably be a client for life.